Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Never Thought of It That Way by Monica Guzman explores why people who care about the same country, community, or family can end up talking past each other and how ordinary conversations can start repairing that divide. Drawing on Guzman's background in journalism and bridging work, the book focuses on practical communication habits that help readers stay curious when disagreement feels threatening. Rather than treating polarization as only a political problem, it frames it as a human problem shaped by identity, fear, incentives, and incomplete information. The central promise is not that everyone will agree, but that better questions and better listening can reveal the logic and lived experience behind views we instinctively dismiss. The book offers tools for navigating tense moments, recognizing the stories we tell about the other side, and creating conditions for mutual understanding without surrendering convictions. It is written for readers who want more than debate tactics and who hope to keep relationships intact while engaging hard issues honestly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, curiosity is an antidote to polarized certainty. A core idea is that division thrives when we confuse our perspective with the full picture. The book argues that people usually hold their views for reasons that make sense within their own experiences, social circles, and information streams. Fearlessly curious conversation begins by treating that missing context as something discoverable rather than as proof of bad faith. Guzman emphasizes shifting from verdicts to inquiry. Instead of immediately classifying a person as ignorant, immoral, or manipulated, you assume there is a story you do not yet understand. This stance is not passive or naive. It is an active choice to replace quick certainty with better questions. The book highlights how curiosity changes emotional temperature, making it easier to stay present when a topic is charged. It also reframes curiosity as courage, because it requires tolerating discomfort and ambiguity. By practicing curiosity, readers can reduce caricatures, learn what matters most to someone, and uncover surprising overlaps. Even when disagreements remain, the conversation becomes more accurate and less contempt-driven, which is essential for living and working with people who do not share the same assumptions. Secondly, understanding how minds are shaped by identity, belonging, and incentives. The book situates disagreement inside social and psychological dynamics. People rarely form opinions in isolation. They absorb cues from trusted communities, media environments, and identity groups. Guzman explores how belonging can become fused with belief, so that challenges to an idea feel like attacks on a person or their group. This helps explain why facts alone often fail to persuade and why conversations become defensive quickly. The book also points to the incentives that reward outrage and certainty, such as social approval, online engagement, or the comfort of being right. Recognizing these forces lets readers interpret conflict more accurately. The other person may be protecting status, community ties, or self-concept, not simply resisting logic. The practical payoff is learning to address the human needs beneath positions. When you notice identity threat, you can respond with respect, humility, and acknowledgement of values, which lowers the need for the other person to perform loyalty through extreme claims. The book encourages readers to examine their own incentives too, including the temptation to score points. This awareness supports conversations that are less about winning and more about mutual understanding and better decision-making. Thirdly, asking better questions and listening for the story behind the stance, Guzman focuses on conversational moves that turn confrontation into exploration. A central practice is asking questions that invite explanation rather than cross-examination. Instead of leading with gotchas or loaded prompts, readers are encouraged to ask how someone arrived at a belief, what experiences shaped it, and what concerns they are trying to address. This approach helps surface the deeper motivations under political labels and soundbites. The book also stresses listening for meaning, not just for errors. That means paying attention to values, fears, and goals, then reflecting back what you heard so the other person feels understood. When people feel accurately heard, they are more willing to clarify, nuance, and even reconsider. Another theme is separating a person from a position by treating beliefs as hypotheses with histories, not as permanent character traits. The book suggests using curiosity to map someone's worldview, which sources they trust, what they think is at stake, and where they see trade-offs. These techniques make it possible to disagree without immediate escalation, and they create opportunities for learning that a debate format typically destroys. Fourthly, managing emotional heat, repair moments, and conversational boundaries. The book recognizes that curiosity is hardest when emotions spike. Guzman addresses the practical reality of tense dinners, workplace discussions, and online exchanges where a single phrase can trigger defensiveness. Readers are guided to notice early signs of escalation and to slow the pace by grounding the conversation in respect and intent. This includes naming goals, such as trying to understand rather than persuade, and creating pauses that prevent reactive spirals. The book treats repair as a normal part of dialogue. Misunderstandings, clumsy wording, or assumptions will happen, and the skill is returning to the relationship rather than doubling down. It also makes space for boundaries. Fearlessly curious does not mean tolerating abuse, harassment, or endless circular arguments. Knowing when to step back, change the setting, or postpone a conversation is framed as strategic and healthy. The book encourages readers to choose the right moment and medium, since some topics are better handled privately than publicly or online. By combining emotional regulation with intentional repair, readers can protect trust, keep communication channels open, and maintain dignity even when consensus is unlikely. Lastly, building bridges without abandoning convictions or critical thinking. A common fear about bridge building is that it requires moral compromise or false equivalence. The book pushes back by arguing that understanding is not agreement and curiosity is not surrender. Readers can hold strong values while still being open to learning how others interpret reality. Guzman suggests that clearer understanding can actually sharpen critical thinking because it reveals what evidence the other person finds credible and which definitions or assumptions differ. This makes disagreements more precise and less driven by stereotypes. The book also encourages looking for shared human aims, such as safety, fairness, dignity, or opportunity, even when preferred policies diverge. Finding that common ground does not erase conflict, but it creates a platform for constructive problem solving. Another emphasis is modeling the kind of discourse you want to see. Respectful engagement can influence norms within families, teams, and communities. Over time, bridge building helps rebuild the social fabric that allows democratic and communal life to function, including the ability to collaborate with people you do not vote like. The book positions these conversations as a civic practice, small interactions that compound into healthier public life. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel exhausted by polarization but still want to engage. Family members navigating political tension, managers leading diverse teams, community organizers, educators, journalists, and anyone trying to stay connected to friends who see the world differently. It can benefit a reader's life by turning unavoidable disagreement into a source of learning rather than a trigger for resentment. The techniques encourage calmer interactions, stronger relationships, and better judgment because you gain a fuller view of what drives other people and what drives you. That shift can reduce stress, improve communication at home and work, and make hard conversations feel less like battles and more like problem solving. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on argument strategy or culture war critique, Guzman's angle is especially practical and interpersonal. It emphasizes curiosity, listening, and repair, offering tools that work in everyday moments, not only in formal dialogues. The tone is oriented toward hope without pretending the task is easy. If you want a guide that helps you keep your principles while lowering the temperature and raising understanding, this is worth buying and revisiting as a repeatable skill set. If you would like to support Monica Guzman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.